What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here, with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. February isn't Poetry Month, at least not if you're swayed by the Academy of American Poets, which established April as National Poetry Month back in 1996. Whatever. I've been eager to introduce you to Belfast's newest poet laureate, Audrey Gidman, so I'm not waiting. Who is Audrey Gidman? I'm glad you asked. She's a queer poet living in Maine. She serves as the assistant poetry editor for Gigantic Sequins and is chapbooks editor for Newfound. Her chapbook, Body Psalms, was a recipient of the Elise Wolf Prize and was published by Slate Roof Press in 2023. Here she is, Audrey Gidman, reading In the Dream It Was Different from her chapbook.
In the dream it was different. The night sat waiting, a departure, rapture ringing in fractured air like shrapnel. Oh, ache and tragedy, bells spitting out prayer. I thought I needed an economy poem, an oikos poem, a home, a poem in which my heart is a house, a heart is a home, is a prayer. The cards whispered broken tower, broken hips of this land cracking like trees in a storm before the sky lit up in prayer. Tell me, where do I put my knees to speak to this God, your God, their God, my ancestors' gods? I bow my head, scars thick with prayer. It depends who you ask. There are too many words for hollow, or perhaps not enough. Some of us have so few words for prayer. I go to the river alone. There are ghosts along the bank. They offer me cups of water. Our fingers touch. We bury 1,000 prayers. My hands are empty. I think I understand it. The moon lighting up the cracks in my name, all grief and pockets and winter and prayer.
That was Belfast's poet laureate, Audrey Gidman, reading In the Dream It Was Different. Do you need more poetry right now? Today? Today? Head over to the Friend Memorial Library in Brooklyn this afternoon at 2 p.m., where you can hear Pat Smith and Joshua Krugman reading. Joshua is a poet, activist, musician who spends some of his time in Blue Hill. Pat Smith is a poet and playwright from New York City who now lives in Downeast Maine teaching yoga and meditation. His second poetry book, You Are Your Own Suitcase and Other Poems, was published last year by Sandwich Press. Again, Friend Memorial Library in Brooklyn this afternoon at 2 p.m. Are you an emerging writer who's an active leader within your community? Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance is getting ready for Lit Fest this October. They'll select and pay up to 5 Lit Fest fellows to play a key role in Lit Fest planning, outreach, and production. You can find the details for this opportunity at mainewriters.org. You might as well put all those October literature festivals on your calendars right now. MWPA's Lit Fest is October 1st through the 9th. The Belfast Poetry Festival is October 16th to the 18th. And Word, Blue Hill's Literary Arts Festival, is October 22nd to the 25th. Speaking of festivals, have you ever been to Longfellow Days in Brunswick? It's the 22nd year of honoring the legacy of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. How do you do that? Poetry, presentations, music, workshops, tours, and an interfaith service. And apparently they always conclude with a festive open mic celebration on Longfellow's birthday, February 27th. Longfellow Days is all about poetry. Audiences of all ages are invited, and all the events are free. The Unitarian Universalist Church of Brunswick, with many partners, honors and explores the distinct acts of creating, writing, performing, and enjoying poetry. If you go to uubrunswick.org and click on Programs, you'll find your way to the full program of Longfellow Days. I say it often, but still, double-check the day and time and place for your event. We never want the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?